We welcome you to this program, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madhahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought, you know, every Thursday, 11 to 12. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Great, great lessons have been learned by us, by myself firstly, as Mufti Saab teaches us all these interesting lessons. And recently we've been covering the lives of the Fuqaha. And then we moved on to the lives of the Muhaddithin. So this is the third week now for this series on the lives of the Muhaddithin and their biographies. Remember, we started with Imam Bukhari Sharif, Rahmatullah Alayh, then Imam Muslim. And today, inshallah, we'll be discussing Imam Abu Dawood, Rahmatullah Alayh. So remember, tonight, today is the 29th of Rabi'ul Awal, 1446. And it is corresponding to their Gregorian calendar, the 3rd of October, 2024. Let's welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa nazaid khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
As we discuss Imam Abu Dawood, rahmatullahi alayhi, Mufti Saab, please kindly inform us, when was he born, what was his name, and a few more details.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 29th of Rabi'ul Awwal, 1446. Few announcements before we start with our lesson. So first announcement is this. Today in Saudi Arabia, Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa Mubarak is the 30th of Rabi'ul Awwal. So theirs is confirmed that tomorrow will be the 1st of Rabi'ul Akhir, Friday. And we know that the Imams will deliver the khutbah and so forth there. In Makkah tomorrow is Bandar Balila, and in Madinah Munawwara is Abdul Bari Subaiti. So anyway, that just came in by the way. For us here, we have to scan the sky tonight, inshallah. It's very 50-50. So maybe the moon is sighted, crescent is sighted, Cape Town, or maybe there. You understand, we're more on a Masood Parker and them are Khrobler's Whoop. Khrobler's Whoop always gives us hope, you know. So maybe Allah alone knows, and maybe like 50-50. So we can't say it will be sighted, we can't say it won't be sighted. Allah alone knows best, so we must be prepared, we must do our duty with beauty. So tonight after Maghrib Salat, go outside, scan the sky. If the horizon is clear and Allah wants, then maybe it's sighted also. So if it is sighted, then tonight, tomorrow will be the first. And if it's not sighted, then Saturday will be the first. Second one is this. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, our Palestinians, our Hizbu Shaitan brothers and so forth, they're not our brothers in Islam, our brothers in humanity, but they're doing a better job than the Sunni countries and so forth. Yesterday alone, according to the sources that have reached us, I sent it out on my status 2-3 times. Through different channels, they sent 80 jutla straight to Jahannam and roasted and toasted them. And many others are, mashallah, waiting in transit, they critically, you understand, injured and so forth, to get roasted and toasted and so forth. So very good job. So the jutlas will always lie. So now in the Haris newspaper, they say 8 people are killed. And those 8, they showed that, you know, one thing you should know about them, each one of them in their 20s. So imagine such young guys, and they brought them there and all dispatched to hell. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We have no sympathy, empathy for all these jutlas or Americans or British or Indians or whoever are fighting there. So Allah Jalla Wala decimate and destroy them, and we will keep on supporting the 3H. Hamas H, the Houthis H, and Hezbollah, Hizbu Shaitan H, all of them we support them. And in this world, and I told you the hadith on several occasions, the hadith is mentioned, remember, in Bukhari Sharif, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُؤَيِّدُ هَذَا الدِّينَ بِرَجُلِ الْفَاجِرِ, that verily Allah ta'ala sometimes uses the non-Muslims also to help this deen of Islam. It don't mean because they are doing this, they become Muslim suddenly. So their beliefs are still corrupted and we will still rule and say that they are non-Muslims. We need to be very clear on that issue. Regarding Imam Abu Dawood, rahimahullah, our honorable teachers, Bukhari Sharif, Tirmidhi Sharif, or Hazrat Mawlana Salimullah Khan Sahib, Nawarallahu Marqadahu, he was like the biggest sheikh at that time there. And remember, because Hazrat Allama bin Nuri passed away, Mufti Shafi Sahib, rahimahullah, passed away, and so forth, and so on. Muslim Sharif, we did by Mawlana Inayatullah, rahimahullah, he was also student of Mawlana Salimullah Khan Sahib. And then Abu Dawood, we did by Mufti Nizamuddin Shamsi. So he also was student of Mawlana Salimullah Khan Sahib. And anyway, so he used to teach us Abu Dawood. So that was also something important. So let us come now to Imam Abu Dawood. So when was he born? He was born in the year 202. When did he pass away? In 275. So he lived for 73 years old. So simple, right? 202 and 275. So what is his name and nasab and so forth and so on? So Ibn Hajar, Hajar Asqalani, he's like a big dalil, and you know, he has the greatest information regarding all this. And these are his masterwork books, you know, Tahzeeb ut-Tahzeeb, Taqreeb ut-Tahzeeb, all that. So there in Allama Dhahabi, and remember he wrote in Siru A'lam in Nubala, and in these things here, so this, that is what they said. Sulaiman bin Ash'as bin Shaddad bin Amr bin Amir. So this is how they wrote, Sulaiman bin Ash'as bin Shaddad bin Amr bin Amir. So that is what they got there. So we accept that obviously some other ulama write other things, but once you have Allama Ibn Hajar and Allama Dhahabi one side, so they are like the greatest. He, Ibn Hajar, he came afterwards. He said, I want to be like Dhahabi, but he could not be Dhahabi in his memory. Dhahabi's memory was much greater than that, than Ibn Hajar, remember that. But as a scholar all round, Ibn Hajar was greater. So therefore, if the two of them agree on something, so that is 100% then. Then Imam Abu Dawood belonged to the tribe of Azd. So therefore you will find Azdi also. So this is in Sajistan, so you must remember. The Sajistan sometimes is called Sajzi also, and all this type of thing. So all this is part of Khurasan and so forth. And if you go and look at it, Khurasan, part of it is in Afghanistan, part of it is in Iran and so forth and so on. So see here they got Abu Dawood, a Sajistani. And it is part of Basra. You see that? So, and some ulama say, no, it's part of Khurasan and those. So that all different people got different things to say. So all this year we should go into it. So he was born there in Sajistan, Sistan. So you must remember in the year 202. So we call Sistan, Sajistan, all this year. So when did he go for his knowledge and all that? So he was born in 202. He says, Dakhaltul Kufa sanata ihda wa ishreen. So it means when he was, you understood, 19 years old, he started traveling around and going to imbibe and acquire knowledge and all that. Ishaq bin Ibrahim, you must remember that he heard hadith from him in 220. So anyway, at the age of 19, 20, he went to Misr, Hijaz, Sham, Iraq, Khurasan. So all these places he went there to accompany, to learn knowledge and so forth and so on. And you find that he has so many teachers in Makkah, Ka'anabi, Sulaiman bin Harb. In Basra was Imam Muslim bin Ibrahim, Abu Dawood, Tayarsi. And different places, Ahmad bin Yunus and so forth. So like that, his list carries on. In Baghdad, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal was his teacher. In Balakh, Qutayba bin Sa'id was his teacher. So all these people are famous teachers, you must remember, of his. So some of his mashayikh and Imam Bukhari's mashayikh are the same like Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. So you can see that his sanad was very, very high. You must remember, among his students, now we're speaking about the students of Imam Abu Dawood, Imam Tirmidhi is his student, subhanallah. Imam Tirmidhi himself a giant. Imam Nasai also is his student. So this shows that, remember how high these people and how great they were and so forth and so on. So anyway, it carried on. You must remember they will have thousands of students and so forth in different places, because their aim was to protect and preserve the Sunnah and Nabawiyyah, the teaching of Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then we go on. So now wafat, so his demise. Imam Abu Dawood rahimahullah, so was in Basra, and you must remember that there on the 16th of Shawwal 275 he passed away. So Basra is a place where you will find Anbiya, you will find Sahaba, you will find Tabi'in, you will find Awliyaullah, so many people buried there and so forth and so. So he said that, he made wasiyat, Imam Dawood. Hassan bin Musanna must give me ghusl. Who must give me ghusl? Hassan bin Musanna. And if he is not there, then Sulaiman must give him ghusl. So you must remember that why he chose them, because they were his students and he loved them and so forth. His namaz janaza, salatul janaza, Abbas bin Abdul Wahid performed. So you must remember. So now I just told you the Basra, who and who are buried there. Now imagine if you go there, one side you will find Imam Abu Dawood, and on the other side you will find Imam Sufyan Thawri. You understood? So, Imam Sufyan Thawri is such a great person, such a great person. Sheikh Abdul Halim Mahmood wa Sheikhul Azhar, we met him in Medina, met him in Karachi, and very, very great scholar. He had long, big white beard. He used to have a big tasbih in his hand also. So, Waliullah, he was that man. So, anyway, he wrote the book, Sufyan Thawri, Amirul Mu'minin fil Hadith, a masterpiece actually. Another book he wrote, Al Fuqaha wal Muhaddithun, and that. So all these are masterpieces. Actually, if you ask me, this kind of book should be included in our madrasas and darulums and all that. So you will learn so many things there that he wrote and all that. Anyway, so he's buried there. You know, Imam, how you got Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. Sufyan Thawri, rahimullah, his mazhab carried on for 8 centuries. So then just died. So such a great person he was, you see that. So now this Imam Abu Dawood, rahimahullah, what the scholars have to say about him. So everybody used to basically praise him that he has so much taqwa and piety and so forth and so on. So therefore you must remember that Muhammad bin Ishaq Saghani and Ibrahim Harbi used to say, Lamma sunnafa Abu Dawood kitabu sunan, they used to say, Al-Yana li Abi Dawood al-Hadith, kama al-Yana li Dawood al-Hadith. Allah Jalla wa Ala made Hadith soft for him, for Abu Dawood. Like how Allah Ta'ala made the Hadith, wa alanna lahu al-Hadida. Allah made us that, you know, the Hadith, the steel and all that and iron, soft for Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu salam. So all this, if you want, you will find in Tahzeebu Tahzeeb of Ibn Hajar, Siru A'lamin Nubala of, you must remember this, the Zahabi, and various other kitab, Al-Bidayah wa Nihaya of Ibn Kathir, and so forth and so on. So you have all these giants, remember that, each one of them a giant in his own field. Ibn Kathir, I told you before, he's buried there. He and Ibn Taymiyyah are buried next to one another, not far, and that is Maqab Sufiya, that is in Damascus, in Damascus in Syria. So imagine all these giants, where and where they made khidmat and where they are buried and so forth and all that. So you must remember that. So Imam Abu Dawood rahimahullah was a person like all the great, great scholars. You must remember they agreed on him, and that he is a genius and giant in hadith and so forth and so on. So the Ahli Ilm say that Imam Abu Dawood, so his fadail is this, that Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal is his teacher, and remember that his students are Imam Tirmidhi and Imam Nasai and so forth. So now, so what else can we say about him? So that is very, very great, you know, and this type of thing. Now in Faqih, as a Faqih, as a jurist. So what was his story? Imam Abu Dawood, rahimahullah. So everybody will pull to their own side and so forth and all that. So some people used to say that you must remember Abu Dawood, that he was min kibar al-fuqaha and all these type of things. So they say he was a Hanbali. Some ulama said he was a Hanbali. So this Allama Zahabi rahimahullah wrote in Siru A'lam al-Nubala that he was a min nujabai ashab al-imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. So he followed the madhab in usul and everything of Hanbali. So that is there. Ibn Abi Ya'ala also mentioned him in Tabaqatul Hanabila. So yeah, it seems like you must remember that majority scholars say that he was a Hanbali. Even Allah Kashmiri, rahimahullah, we should know Allah. To these two dates you should remember, Mawzaid and the listeners. Allah Kashmiri, rahimahullah, passed away in 33. And in 1943, Mawlana Thanvi, rahmatullah Ali, passed away. And in 44, the founder of the Tabligh Jamaat, as we understand it, the Mujaddid, Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Nawarullah, he passed away in 44. So Alaj Kashmiri said also he's a Hanbali. And if you want reference of that, it is in his work, Faizul Bari. Faizul Bari is a commentary on Bukhari Sharif. And even in Arfu Shadi, that is his like notes on Tirmidhi Sharif and so forth. So you can say that you must remember that Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith, you must remember that also like agrees on that he is a Hanbali and so forth and so on. So you can say the majority of the scholars have said. Nawab Siddiq Hassan Khan used to say that no, he's a Shafi'i. You understood? So that is now some ulama will say this. Some used to say he was a mujtahid. You must remember that. Okay, but better to say in the light of all this that he was a Hanbali. And some maslas maybe he shouldn't agree so much with Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. Now you come to his works. Yeah, I want to make a note, you know. But Allah's fadl, Allah's mercy. So when I was in Darul Uloom, you know, so Allah gave us opportunity from 82 right till the end. We used to teach hadith. In 82, I was teaching Bulughul Maram. It's a masterpiece of a book, you know. When I told Hazratji Nawar Allah Marqadahu, Hazrat Muhammad Masihullah Khan Sahib, because I was making mashura with him in Nigel, we were alone. So I told him, my mother says I must come back. And I'm teaching there and I'm happy there. I don't have any problem. So he asked me which kitabs. I told him this, that. Then I told him, Bulughul Maram. So Hazraji Nawarullah Marqadahu, walk you brate hai. He was very surprised. So I told him that no, most of our students are from Cape Town and they're Shafi'i. So he said, what a cha. So normally in our madrasas they don't teach, but if you ask me, it's one of the best kitabs to teach. You must remember in Hadith kitab, that is Ibn Hajar's one, Bulughul Maram. All the mustadallat basically, all the dalail, famous dalail of the Shafi'is and Hanbalis, and that you will find in that kitab there. So a kitab like that, I should tell the students, you must try and bahat it, you know. Because the ahadith are short also and relevant to the point and so forth. So that's one. Now, yeah, if you study Imam Abu Dawood and his work, one is the Arab copy. The Arab copy just puts Abu Dawood and finish and clear. But if you study our Pakistan-India copy, like we had the Pakistan copy, so the copy may be still lying there somewhere in the library if I didn't give it away. So there, right at the back, there's one book of his, it's called Kitabul Marasil of Imam Abu Dawood. There's 800 Mursal Ahadith there. So what is the meaning of Mursal? Mursal means Ma Rawahu At-Tabi'i. What a successor reports. Wa Ahdafa Isma Sahabi. He removes the name of the Sahabi for political reasons, whatever. And then he says, Qala Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Dalil, just one example, simple. Anil Hasan al-Basri rahimahullah qol. Hasan Basri 100% is Tabi. He was only born in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, the last 2 years of his Khilafat in Medina Munawwara. So obviously he's not Sahabi. So he's narrating and he says, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You understood? So there's politics involved and like that and so forth and all. So anyway, so you call it Mursal. But now, if you look at, I'm speaking of what happens currently. So it's Allah's fazl, you know, we had the teachers that time, they should teach us this, and then we had the opportunity in down. You see, this was one great khususiyat, I'll call it, of Mawa Qasim Sema. I used to go sometime to him, I'll tell him, you know, this is very important for students to learn. So he'll look at me, he'll say, you will teach. I say, 100% I'll teach it. You see? So we didn't dream one day we're going to be on the radio. It's not in the wildest dreams. But see how it's helping. Nowadays, if you ask the Dora students, final year students, you understood, how many ahadis marasil there? If you find 100 students, you find 5, 10 also, you'll be lucky. Hey, not interested in these things here. The cell phone has destroyed, you know, Islamic scholarship. You must remember. Hey, teachers are teaching, students are busy with their cell phone and what goes on and all these things. Very bad, actually. You must remember this. So, therefore, we make shukr. We studied that time and we're still studying. And, you know, there's no cell phone business and all these things here. You have to be 100% munhamik. You have to be engrossed in it with your full mind and heart. Not you give one eye and one eye there. One student told me in my trip in Colombia, you understood? He was there, said there from South Africa. He said he was studying there in the Darul, so, and he was crazy over soccer. So he said that he used to have his watch phone there. And it was like World Cup, semi-final, quarter-final, and England scored a goal. He shouted, goal! And all that. The whole class looked at him, and he's learning hadith and this thing. So like that, you understood this. So, you know, he said, no, this happened. Now the dust is going on, and he's watching the whole match. He told me himself, you understood. So it's like that, halat, astaghfirullah. So why I'm just giving you two examples, I'm giving you Mawzahid personally, that these two lessons, like, you see, when you learn, then you must know what we must never do. Like today, this morning, a question came. Maw Salim Kareem asked Hafizahullah, he asked, very good that program goes with Allah's help. Is it true that if a person performs Umrah, then for 40 days his du'as are accepted? So I said, manidda'a shay'an fa'alayhi dalil, that if you claim something, you have to corroborate, substantiate it with evidence and proof. Wa is laysa falaysa, if there's no evidence, then you can't say it. Understood? So there's no authentic evidence for that. Yes, for Hajj there is. And you must remember, for Hajj what there is, if you open Lataiful Ma'arif of Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali, you will find that he writes there, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, if a person perform a proper Hajj, you get Hajj Mabrur, Hajj Makbul, like that, Allah Jalla wa'ala will accept his du'as right till the 10th of Rabiul Awwal. You see? So now Arafat is 9th of Zulhijjah. So you got Muharram, you got Safar, you got Rabiul Awwal. So 3 months after Hajj. You got how I counted. Mm-hmm. So that you must remember this thing. That in Fazail al-A'mal, in Fazail al-Hajj is written there, that 20 is a mistake that actually. Because you see, Mufti Sayyid Palanpuri, Rahimahullah, one day, we were discussing something. So he said, I went to Hazrat Maulana Izaz Ali. And then he was a big sheikh. So I told him, Hazrat, we're leaving now, give advice. He said, anything written in a book, then you must not just swallow it, go to the original sources. So he said, Maine pucha, garche Ibn Hajar na likha ho. So he, even if Ibn Hajar wrote, we must still leave that and go to the original. He said, never mind Ibn Hajar, agar Ibn Jabal nabi likha ho. Ibn Hajar is a stone and Ibn Jabal is a mountain, you see. So it's very good that. That is what you call true scholarship. So you don't rely on secondary sources, you go to the primary sources, you see. So this is a mistake there. So therefore, I give the original reference, go open to Lata'il Ma'arif, you will find it there, and so forth. Now, I give you two things you will find in the Kitab al-Marasil of Imam Abu Dawood, which for us is very important, because you say you follow the Hanafi school, but every time they'll hammer us and they'll tell us you don't have. Now you take witr salat. Understood? So now, when you read the kunut, Allahumma hadina fi man hadayt, all it is famous hadith. You will find Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu is a reporter, and his sahih hadith, and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned it in Tirmidhi. You will find in Mishkat, Mustad, Ahmad, everywhere basically. Now you say, I say, we must read Allahumma inna nasta'inuka. Now where is the dalil for it? You won't find it in the famous books. But where you will find it? In the marasil of Imam Abu Dawud. See? So finish his dalil according to many ulama. So, and he's got the good muqaddama there written, which ulama accepted. Hanafi is accepted, Hanbali is accepted, Malik is accepted, Shafis don't accept it. So they got so many conditions and all. So anyway, so that is how you, and I said, no. Hanafis didn't take this out from their own pockets, and so they got dalil also, you see. Next one is this, then this is how the big arguments come. But because we're not well prepared and we don't study also, we just, you know, follow the pied piper, follow the sheep, like, you know, like carry on like sheep mentality. So this masla about the woman, when they go into sajda, they must put their arms and elbows and that on the ground. There's a big problem with our women when they go Makkah, Medina. The Arab woman told them, you're child, you don't know what's going on. And then, now, which of our women know what's going on? You understood? So they quote the hadith, which is sahih. You must remember this type of thing. لا تفتري زراعيه كزراع الكلب. You understood? So you can't put your hands in all it like the dog does and all. And they quote to them, does the woman all mixed up? They say, hey, whole life we're reading Salat wrong and all these type of things. You see? So they will take the famous hadith. This in Tirmidhi, yeah, Mishkat, Mustan, Ahmad, all that. So regarding men, we all agree that. But according for the woman, Shafi's, Maliki, somebody say, they also must pick up the hand, you know, so not put on the ground. But if you go to the marasil of Imam Abu Dawud, you will find one hadith there. And you see, this kind of hadith, when I used to teach Abu Dawud, and then I used to teach them marasil also. And I used to tell them, this kind of hadith, you must by heart it. It will come in handy in you for your in future, like in your life, you know. You just need one, two Salafi guys, one, two, they rattle. Our people are already tutumela. You know tutumela, finished now. You can see the guy is now finished. He doesn't know how to answer. So the answer is found in the marasil of Imam Abu Dawud, you see. So in the Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam marral al-umra atain. Nabi alayhi salam passed two women. They were reading salat. So Nabi alayhi salam is giving them ta'aleem, talqeen from outside whilst they in salat. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, inna Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam marra al-umra atain tuswalliyan. Faqal. He Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, idha sajadtuma, when you make sajda, فَدُمَّا دُمَّا دُوَدْ مِيمْ أَلِيفْ فَدُمَّا بَعْدَ اللَّحْمِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. You see, make sure some of your meat and flesh and hair, whatever, touch the ground and all that. And don't lift up your posterior like how the man does. You know, the back portion. فَإِنَّ الْمَرْأَةَ لَيْسَتْ كَالرَّجُلِ فِي ذَلِكْ. So a woman is not like a man. So there's more haya, more shame and all that. So that what Sheikh Albani and them say, we reject that totally. Sheikh Albani and them say in Sifatul Salat that Rajulul Mar'a, Salatul Mar'a and Salatul Rajul is the same. And I'm ajib at Sheikh Albani, the dalil he gave, he got dalil of Ummud Darda As-Sughra. That she is not even Sahabiyah if you study Asma'ul Rijal. She is Tabi'iyah. And you're using her dalil, she is to sit in salat, eka jilsat al-rajul. Even if you say, walo faradna, walo salamna, she is sahabiya. So how can you give a sahabi's action preference over a hadith, walo kana mursala? You understood? So that is how we must corner these people. But now, if the hadith is not even taught, the aim is just finish, make, subhanallah, we hamdi, subhanallah, azim, Hazrat Muhammad Zaid Khan, Damat Barakatum, take your certificate, you qualified, and now go and tell the people you're the Allama and Sheikhul Islam. I mean, let us be honest about it. That is what happens today. You understood? So it's very bad, actually, you must. We don't even know. Leave Shafi, Maliki, Hanbali, all that. That durki about that. Our own mazhab, the Hanafi mazhab, we don't even know the dalail of the Hanafi mazhab. Like these 2 years, if you ask most, they won't know. Because, so we must, you call it the tabu, you must go, jakat talash karo, you must go and look. These were great, great scholars. They weren't some, you know, small people and this. They were giants in their field. It's not small thing, Imam Shafi says, annasu iyalun li abi hanifata fil fiqh. So they knew what they're talking and so forth, but we don't know the dalil. So you don't blame Imam Hanifa or the madhab, you blame us. Our scholarship has become so hopeless and useless today, we don't want to even look for the dalail and fruit and this type of thing. It's very poor that we must remember this type of thing. So therefore, now I'm just discussing about his mu'allafat, his books and all that. So beside his Sunan Abi Dawood, he wrote Kitab al-Marasil, Ar-Raddu ala al-Qadariya, the people who reject takdir and all this type of thing, Fadailul Ansar, Mustad Malik bin Anas, see? So Imam Malik's works and all these type of things. Yeah. And then Kitabu Zuhud, Dalailu Nubuwa, Kitabu Dua, and all that. Lot of books, plenty of books he wrote, you must remember. He wrote about the Khawarij also, the people who swear Sayyidina Ali, Allah forbid, and so forth. So when did he write this work, Imam Abu Dawood, with Zamana? So they say that he wrote it, you must remember, that he showed Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal this book of his. And Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal passed away in 241. We told you that Wali Abi Baghdad, Wadufi Abi Baghdad. So it shows before 241, you must remember, so it shows that his age that time was only about 39 years old when he wrote this book already. You see, so it's something very great, you know. He says, I chose the ahadith here from 5 lakh. From 500, 1 lakh is 100,000. From 500,000 ahadith, I chose this ahadith, 4,800 in this book of mine, you see. But it's not 500,000 ahadith. Now, where you get this? You must say, innama al-a'malu bin niyat is not one hadith. It's 70, 100 ahadith. Now, what do you mean? It means that you count the ahadith according to the different chains of transmission. Understood? So that is the kamal, the beauty, the unique feature of Islam. Therefore, in Muslim Sharif, in the Muqaddamah, you find the famous saying of Abdullah bin Mubarak, rahimahullah, lawla al-isnad laqala man sha'a ma sha'a. If you don't have chain, and chain like the Bible, so therefore it's totally confused. They don't know what they're talking. So therefore we always put them in a corner. You've got so many different versions of the Bible that the versions are confused and you're blowing their fuses. So but ours, even the Orientalists, they praised it. Montgomery Watt, W-A-T-T, in his work, The Formative Period, you see, these people, they study, they give their life. There's different thing now, they got hidden agenda, sinister motives, they don't get hidayat. But he was a priest, he wrote so many books. Muhammad sallallahu, we say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obviously in Makkah. Now Muhammad is just right in Medina, we say Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina. He wrote this, all about Islam. Some places he wrote certain things, really, you know, you wonder and admire. So like this. He says, you Muslims, in formative period, he writes, this Montgomery Watt, he says that you'll have something called Sunnah, chain of transmission. I'm just paraphrasing him. He says, I've studied it and I'm astonished at the amount of consistency I found. And he said, I studied Abu Dawood and Nasai and all that. Ours, if you go to any Darlum and you go ask how many Asanid you know of Abu Dawood, if you get 10, by heart you'll be lucky. You understand? 100 jabot durki baat in that. He said, you got a life history of 500,000 people, 500,000. You understand? So that is what Abu Hasan Nadwi wrote. He said, we are indebted to the Mustashriqeen, to the Orientalists for many things they taught us. A concordance. We don't even know what is a concordance, half of us. How many times the word Zamzam came in Bukhari Sharif? How many times in Muslim Sharif? How many times Makkah came? How many times? They did it. When Singh wrote that and all this thing. Then our people wrote and all that. You see? So like that. They taught us our field, which we're supposed to be doing. So we must become the trailblazers, not become the Pied Pipers and just follow Pied Piper and all this type of thing. So anyway, so Imam, you understand, Imam Abu Dawood says, you understood, if a person practices on four ahadith, he practice on four, so then inshallah, that will be sufficient for him. Who got time to go study 100,000? Number one, innamal a'malu bin niyat. Anything we do, religious or worldly thing, ask what is your intention. Jaisi niyat, waisi barakat. You know his first hadith in Bukhari, Mishkat Sharif, and Riyadu Salihin. Second one, min husli islamil mar'i tarkuhu ma'ala ya'ani. You know his famous hadith, Mishkat, Abu Dawud, and various compilations. There are things that don't bother us. Now today you look at the ummah. 70-80% of the ummah involved in what? Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood, entertainment, this and all. So we waste our whole life basically in things that the la ya'ani. You tell a person, learn one Quranic verse, learn one hadith, learn one dua, learn one masla, no time. But to learn about soccer, cricket, all that, he'll know everything. Even Kala will know. You see? So that is la ya'ani, waste of time, a futile activity. What Quran says, وَالَّذِينَ أُمَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُؤْرِتُونَ. We have to turn away from that, you see. Third one, that the person, you must remember, cannot be a true Muslim and all that. And who is a true Muslim? So لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. Yes. Now that is very difficult. You can't be a complete believer until you love for your brother what you love for yourself. If I give you a book, Mawzahid, then normally I won't give you a book that I need. I'll give you a book that what I have, double copy, or I don't need. Isn't it so? Like that it works. But now this here actually means that you do for him what you love for yourself. So that is kamal of a person. And the last one he quoted, al-halalu bayyinun wal-haramu bayyinun. You understood? So the things that the halal are very, this hadith Bukhari Sharif, all these are sahih hadiths. So what is halal is there, what is haram is there. In between the grey areas, you must stay far, far away from all that. So they say before Imam Abu Dawood, Imam Abu Hanifa said all this, but he said five ahadith. You understood? So then Imam Abu Hanifa, Rahimahullah, was addressing his son Hamad and told him, you must practice on this five hadith. So four are mentioned here, and the fourth one, al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadi. You see, that you must make sure you guard your tongue and your hands and that, and nobody is giving takhlif and all that, so forth and so on. So anyway, so that is how it is, and that is what they said. These are our akabir and our great, great people and so forth. So Imam Abu Dawood, you must remember, he used to like make jama'ah, combine the fiqh and the sanad ahadith and so forth. So it's very good, you can find there and so forth. Okay. Allama Khattabi, who wrote commentary on it, you understand, on Abu Dawood, say, any masla that you find the ahadith of muta'aris, that it seems contradictory and all that, so Imam Abu Dawood is telling you that these ahadith, you'll put the tarjamatul bab, you'll get hadith this side, that side. So most of the time, the ikhtilaf will be of awaliyat and afdaliyat and so forth and so on. Okay. So, yeah, you must remember that مَا سَكَتَ أَنُوا أَبُو دَاوُدُ. So there's a saying among Muhaddisin, some places you must remember that Imam Abu Dawood kept quiet about a certain hadith. So some ulama say that this hadith is sahih and all that, but that is not 100% all the time. So some places he kept quiet, but the hadith is weak also. Therefore, people like Ibn Hajar and that, they said no, that we must accept it and say that some places will be sahih, some places will be hasan, will be good, and some places will be weak also. So we should know these things here as well. Okay, let's come to the commentary and so forth and so on of this year of Abu Dawood. So like today, you know, people want to study and all these things here. They want to go into the detail. Then what you will say regarding this? So I give you the commentaries now, which are like famous among the scholars and so forth. In Abu Dawood, there is no Sulasi riwayat. Meaning that between him and Nabi alayhi salam, there are only three rawis. You won't find a single one. People, they try, you know, they make. Mufti Shafi'i Sahib made one great statement for me and you. He said, "Kunu Hanafiya, wa la taj'alil haditha Hanafiya." You must remain Hanafi, Shafi, Maliki, but don't go turn the hadith and turn make gold, mol, and then you make the hadith also Hanafi. Our people do that also. So the hadith is telling you straight, will say, no, the meaning is not that, the meaning is this. They'll make some ta'wil bari, ta'wil ba'id, something really far-fetched, and they'll tell you, no, this is a coin. So that's wrong also. We should be very clear on that. You know, I was telling you about this, that the nuskha we use, you must remember that. So which copies do we use today of Abu Dawood and so forth, you must remember. So they say in different countries, they were using different ones. So Abu Ali al-Lu'lu'i, so his nuskha is the Asahu al-Nasakh. So that is Abu Ali. So he was the most famous, like Ravi of that, and his book, the copy we use nowadays and so forth and so on. And Abu Dawood made Imla, dictated to him and so forth. So that is how you must remember the ulama say that his is like the most authentic and so forth. Okay, so all that is done also. Now let's come to the shuruhat. That is the commentaries, you must remember this. Ma'alimu sunan. So this one is good. I got it there in the room there in the library somewhere. Ma'alimu sunan is his. You must remember Allama Khattabi rahimahullah. He passed away in the year 388. And then the other famous one, you must remember, you get Shara Mukhtasar Sunan Abi Dawood. I hate this also, but I gave it away. By Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah. So he passed away in the year 751, you see. So that also is good. And then the other shall commentaries that are very famous and very good nowadays, if you want. So you must, you look this one here. So this is, you must, Badrul Majhud. So Badrul Majhud is the one Hazrat Sheikh spent hours and hours of his teacher. That is Sheikh Hazrat Mawlana Khalil Ahmad Saharanpuri. So subhanallah, Hazrat Mawlana Khalil Ahmad Saharanpuri is buried in Medina, and Sheikhul Hadith is buried there. You understood? And they made so much khidmat of this, you must remember this. Then you get another one, which is also I got there in the library, Aunul Ma'bud. So that also is very good, you must remember. But our ulama, they don't really approve too much of it because it's got too much, you know, like Salafi business. So this is Aunul Ma'bud, is written by Sheikh Muhammad Ashraf. You see that? So now, so this here, this ibarat is more to do with, like, you know, Salafi and so forth and so on. Anyway, whatever it is, you must see. You see, I give you one, two incidents. So when I met Sheikh Yunus, you see, we met him there in Makkah, Medina, Makkah, then in Mina, then in South Africa. He came to South Africa here in 2000 for the Bukhari Khatam, you know. So here in Zakaria he came. So he said, "Hey, you Gujaratis, tum sab bidati ho." Sab bidati meaning most of you all are bidatis and all that. That was the Bukhari Khatam. The people were very upset, you must remember that. So how many times he repeated it? I also was just laughing at it. Anyway, smiling. So anyway, then he brought his book on Khatm Bukhari. I got it on top somewhere. Then he was giving that copies out, so then I also managed to get one copy and all that. So Sheikh Yunus was a giant, there's no doubt about it. They can have ikhtilaf on certain issues and all that. So when I met him, I asked him, Hazrat, what you say about Sheikh Albani? He said, Bod bare muhaddis and all that. So I told one person, he said, no, me, I want to hear that. I said, all right. Next search came, so again we went by Sheikh, and that I took that person with. I said that, now what Sheikh, he meets thousands of people, what he remembers and this and that. He said, I don't have time for anybody. I'm meri shadi ho chuki Bukhari Sharif ke saath. So he studied like that, you know. So he looked for one hadith in the whole Mustada Ahmed. 10 volumes, you go look for one hadith. Now who got time to do it? It's all Google business, you understand? So he just press one button, you know. But he'll go look for it like that. So like that he was. So anyway, I saw how many Arab scholars come in to him. They want ijazat. He just read 20, 30, 40 names, one shot, one after the other. Kamal, you know his memory he had. So anyway, so this Sheikh Yunus, I asked him that one time in front of that person. I said, "Bahut tanqeed ki Hanafi ki," you know, the Hanafi mazhab. He said, "Jo bhi ho." He said, "Bahut bade muhaddis." You see. So that is how he was, Sheikh Yunus. You must remember that. So it doesn't mean if somebody criticizes us, we must just now throw him out and that. No. So the good that he gave the ummah, you must remember, you must accept that in this type of things. Yeah. So if you take every muhaddis, he had people criticizing him. Imam Bukhari was criticized by Dharqutni. Others were criticized by this. Imam, everyone was criticized by somebody. You know, I'm not speaking of nowadays. I'm speaking of those days. So you had people criticizing and so forth. But that is how scholarship develops, you must remember. Now we, because we too tang nazar, you understand? We don't understand what is scholarship, first of all. We think, when I started, I told you, yeah, Q&A, now 2000, our Maulvis came to me. He said, "You mustn't teach nothing about all the Shafi, Malik, Amari. You must just teach Hanafi fiqh." So I said, "Everybody qualified in Deoband and Jalalabad or what?" Stood. So then after 3 months, 2 months, then they come. He said, "No, it's all right. You must teach like that." You see? Right. Then they come again after that. Same people, they passed away. And I don't know think their name. One was a Mufti Sahib, one Maulana. Then they come and tell me, "Stood, that Hazrat Mahdi will come out in 2004. So they even told me, "Aapko pata hai?" Yeah, that time we were still here, the old building, yeah, Channel Islam, you know, they, you know, they're on top there, yeah. You know our old building?
Che.
Yeah.
There was a stairs of
the
Abunis.
Yeah, at the bottom, yeah. We were on top. So it was very good for me there. You just go from there, 2 minutes you're there. There's now Joburg, a lot of stories that was. 7 years we were here, and 10 years I had to travel. You know, my 17 years. But very good it was, with Allah's help. So anyway, the traveling only I shouldn't like. So I had to fall asleep, and Allah shukr, not once accident, you know. Hey. So I pick up tickets and a lot of stories. Leave late and the police is troubling and a lot of stories. So cut story short, so they used to come here by this old building. And then they say, they should come Friday. They say, "You know, some people, they had nashta with Hazrat Mahdi." So I ask them, "When you are having lunch with him?" You know? They used to get mad with me. You know? So 2004, we went for Hajj. And now, I mean, you'll see how we're going to tie it in, you understood? So then I asked them that, you all say, they made people cancel tickets, you know. Wallahi, I got Quran in front of me. They told them, "Khun rezi hogi," that there's going to be a war there and people will get killed and all. So with Allah's help, Allah's fadl, Allah's mercy, we went, you must remember, for this thing, Hajj, we came back. So then they came. So I asked them, "You'll heard anything about Mahdi?" "We were there in Makkah, nobody spoke about Mahdi came out." So "No, we made mistake in our calculation," you see. So we made mistake in our calculation. So I told them, "That is the trouble with you all, you must remember that. That you'll say that these things here, there, and then you can't substantiate with Dalil. And then now you're admitting you make mistake. Now you see among the people that what they're doing now, so they say that this thing, that Mahdi is coming out in 2025. I'm getting messages like that. So you must reject all these things here. We say Mahdi will come, but when he will come, that only Allah knows." Once you start putting all these dates and all that, then dwallu wa dwallu. You must remember that you go. Like, see, even Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, rahimahullah. So even Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, rahimahullah, so he said that Israel will be gone, finished, 2027. So we say, is his rai, you must remember, it's not some wahi or something. If it happens, very good. If it happens, doesn't happen, also fine. So it's just his rai. It's nothing to do with our aqidah or something. We say, inshallah, before that also they'll go, inshallah, or after that. So we must be very careful regarding these type of issues here. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Read abundant Durood Sharif Salawat tonight. The greatest gifts for the greatest of Allah's creation on the greatest night and day of the week. And read Surah Kahf also if you can. Man qara'a Surat al-Kahfi Laylat al-Jumu'ah adha'a lahu min an-nur ma baynahu wa bayna al-bayt al-atiq. Whosoever reads Surah Kahf on the night of Friday tonight, after Maghrib, after Isha, anytime, wherever you are, we in Lanesia. So from here, right till the Baytullah, Allah will bless you with Noor, radiant, effulgent. It's Sahih Hadith, authentic Hadith, Rawahu Darimi. So inshallah, otherwise you can't read tomorrow, inshallah, Allah give tawfiq. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.